Okay, looking forward to getting back to the University of Minnesota and getting in front of our fans and putting forth a great effort as we finish up this season. So I think we've had a good week of practice. We've been outside every day and handled it well. They've done a good job with the fields, and so it was good to get out.
Going outside what? Again tomorrow then, too, for the walkthrough, or no? No? Sideline concerns that you had kind of alleviated over the past week to practice outside? Or?
Yes.
What's the biggest thing you'd like to see in this final game?
A win. A win.
You feel like that home field advantage has been there for you this season?
Well, I think our fans have been really good. I think they come out and support us well. Like I said before, it's really the only place that I know here, so it feels like home to me. But I think I think when you play good, it helps wherever you're, to have some kind of an advantage.
Mike, if you need those two linebackers on the practice squad, what's their level of ability to be able to help you?
I think that'd be fine. That'd be fine.
But given that you lost, Adrian and a few other guys early in the season and you got off to a slow start, do you get any sense of satisfaction or encouragement about how your team was able to kind of stick together through all that and be competitive over these past couple of months? I mean, you're 6-9 and had a bunch of close losses here in the past couple of months, too.
I don't know. Let's talk about that next week, all those kind of things, We'll talk about it next week. I'm really just, I just want to get focused on Chicago and trying to perform well this week. It's important for the players and for myself that I find out each and every little bit about these guys as I can as we go forward. Because it'll help on a lot of decisions at the end of the season.
Linebackers, so you definitely will make some moves to bring some guys up to the practice squad. Is that kind of the thinking, or
we will probably make a move.
A little concern there with those linebackers.
None.
Is Greenway a guy though, with his experience, despite not practicing, that maybe could play? Just given his.
Yeah, I mean, he probably could have practiced today, but we didn't want to aggravate it more. So we'll just see how it goes.
When did he get back from going to the funeral, all that stuff? When did he return to the team?
Wednesday.
Has the offense had to change, though, because of the loss of Adrian and the things that he could have brought to the team?
I think it's been evolving for quite a while. I think anytime you lose players, regardless if it's the Hall of Fame player, the best player on your team, or other players, you have to figure out other ways to use guys and change things. So I guess that kind of answers it a little bit.
Having Marshall, does that change anything for you from a defensive aspect? Obviously, they kind of had those two tall guys last time you faced them.
Yeah, just like us not having Adrian, the same thing. They still have plenty of weapons. Forte's, I think, 8 catches away from a record, and they've got a bunch of good players. Bennett's a good player, 17. Cutler still spins the ball good, moves around in the pocket with his feet, so. Pro Bowl offensive line.
What stood out to you about Charles Johnson? Just his ability to kind of step in and basically be the number one receiver in the past month or so?
Well, he's consistent. He makes plays when he gets the opportunity. He runs routes hard. He's got speed, so guys will get off of him when they need to, and they'll run by him if they don't. And those are all good qualities. He lines up in the right place. He runs the right route. I think the offense has a lot of confidence in him.
Is Josie ready to perhaps be activated as your number three back on Sunday after just getting here? What are you going to do with that? I'm sorry.
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know yet. Good. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.